Hello, this is BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm your host, Sol Spanos Baird. We're here today with Melanie Kennelly. She is the Director of Quality Assurance at BYU Idaho. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So I loved reading your devotional talk. It was very inspirational, and it was just what I needed when I read it. So thank you for being so inspired. And I love that you talked a lot about trusting God and trusting Jesus Christ. And I wanted to ask you, what does it mean to you to trust God?
Yeah, so as I thought about this subject and actually received promptings to write this devotional, I thought a lot about how my pattern and how I learned to trust God. And I have the opportunity to work with the young women in my ward and in my stake. And as I've even taught them the pattern, it starts with small stuff. Like, we can't have a huge crisis and think that at that time we'll trust God. It starts with the very small, like even if you take it back to a child and saying that simple prayer, that simple prayer, and having it answered, like, help us find our keys, and it gets answered. That builds something in the trust bank, you know. And then I've worked with young women for over 20 years, but as I teach them lessons and they say simple prayers of faith of help me do well on this test, and then they do well on the test, that's something in their trust bank, you know. It's the small things that we pray for in faith that builds our trust. And then issues get bigger. As we get older, issues get bigger. But because we've built that trust in those little things, we can say, hey, this is a bigger issue, but I know I can trust him because he's answered my prayers on these little things. And so I'm going to try it out on the bigger issues, you know. So I don't think you just all of a sudden have this huge amount of trust built in, but it's by putting your faith in the little things and building trust a little at a time that when the big issues come, you'll have that faith or that trust. Can we call it the trust bank? It's built up, and so that trust will be there when you really need it.
You shared an awesome quote by President Russell M. Nelson that says, when you reach up for the Lord's power in your life with the same intensity that a drowning person has when gasping for air, power from Jesus Christ will be yours. Why did you add this quote in, and how does this quote kind of relate to your life and can relate to our lives as well?
Right. And I think that all of you can think back. It would be awesome, and we have all been promised that we can tap into God's power for big and small things. So let's go back to the child's faith in help me find my keys or my lost toy or whatever. That child is tapping into God's power. Mm-hmm. So it can be for a small thing, but for whatever reason, as we get older and issues in life are bigger, sometimes it takes a huge issue to drive us to our knees, you know, and to really, really tap into God's power. We have God's power available to us for large issues and small, but we're human, and it takes those large issues for us to tap in. And so when President Nelson said, he worded it, grasping and gasping for air, you will have access to his power. And I've had several instances in my life where I've been, you're just dropped to your knees and you're like, I can't go anymore. There's nothing more I can do. But it is at that point in life when you are willing to submit everything to God's will. And that's when he can take over. That's when he can say, okay, finally, you know, she surrendered. I can now lead her down, or him or her, t- down the path I need them to go. And so I love that. And I was even thinking, even with this devotional address, like I was getting so much inspiration and everything was coming and it was unfolding to me. And then I went through Christmas break and I had to even have a break from preparing for devotional. I was like, okay, time to focus on Christmas and family. And and then after the holidays, I was like, man, I've got to get serious about this. You know, I got to really start getting it out. And I was like, I started to have panic. But then that's when I got to that point of, okay, I need serious help now. Like I'd had tons of inspiration and a lot of things on paper, but then just to really form the address is when I landed on my knees and needed that extra power. And it does. It comes every time. So
you talked a lot about your experience being able to, you know, getting your master's program and how you were able to achieve it. And you said that when you were taking the classes, you were kind of freaking out and you're like, oh, how am I going to do this? Yeah. And I feel like so many people can relate to that. So for those students who are taking heart classes or feel kind of lost in a class or anything like that, what would you advise to them from your experience?
Yeah, yeah. I have learned, whether it's school, whether any concern, that Heavenly Father is there to help us learn. Like I love Elder Bednar talks a ton about this and how we need to act and not be acted upon. But the subject that I teach is math, and a lot of students have math phobia. And I testify to them. I bear testimony. I tell them that Heavenly Father cares about you in every aspect, even if it's to help you pass a math class. Like, He cares about every detail of our life. I have a like a little saying that God is in the details, and He is, but we have to invite Him. I love that image of He's standing at the door with no doorknob. We have to invite Him into our learning. That was a hard degree for me. If you don't use math or you don't use technology, you're left behind. Like, I hadn't used technology in years. And I knew nothing about it. And so to catch up, the learning curve was big. But I had to just relax, know that God gave me that direction. And honestly, as crazy as it sounds, He helped me through that degree. And I had supportive children that knew more about technology than I did. And anyway, so, and if you just take a day at a time, an hour at a time, you make it through. And the fun ending part of that story is now every day in my work, I am using that degree. So, and I understand it. You know, now that I'm applying it, I understand it. And I know now why I needed to go for that technology degree, because I'm using it every day. So anyway, just don't doubt yourself and know that the Lord will help you through hard things, whether it's a class or a life challenge or whatever it is you're experiencing.
I loved how you said one quote in your devotional that says, I have had to trust the Lord and not just believe in Him, but believe Him. And I thought that was such an amazing quote. Like, it stood out to me like, oh, wow. But I wanted to hear from you. Like, would you mind expanding on that one,
yeah,
that quote?
Yeah, yeah. So if you think about it, believing in Him and believing Him, like, that's a different level, right? So you can believe someone and go, okay, well, I believe you. But if you believe in somebody, believing somebody, man, how do you explain it? It's a trust that can't be broken. So, like, if I believe in someone, I kind of look at that like, okay, I believe you. You know, like, but maybe the trust is a little wavering or wishy-washy, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, I can't remember exactly how I said it, but if you believe somebody, your trust is unbroken. Like, you 100% trust, buy in. If you say it, I'm doing it. And that's just, man, I'm there. There's no other way around it for me. Like, I've been led down enough roads that I'm just like, okay, here we go. Let's go. I've had enough miracles in my life and been led enough that I just know that if I will tune my life to him and align to his will, that I'm going to get ahead and be put in a much better situation than if I try to do it on my own, or even if I kind of have that wrestle back and forth with, I don't know about this, you know, just do it.
It's true.
Just do it. Yeah.
Thank you. And I just wanted to share something, but I was doing my personal study and I was thinking about your talk, and there was a scripture that said like something about him being your guide. And so I looked up the word guide in the dictionary, and it says like someone that leads you somewhere that is unfamiliar to you. And then I thought to myself, wow, because Jesus already knows how to do this. And then it kind of made me think like, wow, we need to, like how you said it, exactly how you said it, like we need to trust him so much that he knows. I don't know, but he knows.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and when you said that, let him be your guide, is that how you worded it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so true. Like, if you think about traveling somewhere, like I've had the opportunity in this past year to take a couple of road trips due to weddings, and mm-hmm. I didn't know the areas at all, but you follow someone that does know the area, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're fine. I know that person's going to get me where I need to be because they know the area. I don't, but they do. But if you let the Savior be your guide, he completely knows our life. He completely knows the area, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, let him be your guide. I love that.
Thank you.
I love that insight. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you said. I loved being able to talk with you. Thank you so much
for
your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thank you.